Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
One thing I've discovered during my years as the host of a sports program, well, sort of a sports program, is that it's important to maintain some distance between myself and the stories on the show. It would be unprofessional to become emotionally involved with any of our stories or with the people featured in them. On the other hand, how often does a fellow like me come upon the opportunity to own a soccer team? And so this week I said, fie on principle, and I plunged into ownership, and soon I will arrive at the grounds in Kent, where Ebbsfleet United play, and I will ask whomever opens the door to show me to the owner's box, and I will add, for I am an owner. Confused? Karen Given's story about my football club, capital M, capital F, capital C, should help.
Hello, I'm Rowley Edwards, club secretary. Welcome to Stonebridge Road, home of Ebbsfleet United. Here's our club tour.
Ebbsfleet United is a mid-level team in the English soccer hierarchy. Less than 1,000 fans attend home games. They play such teams as the Kidderminster Harriers and Aldershot Town. In an online video, future fans get their first view of the locker room.
Here are the showers, where after the match the players come in and get rid of all the mud and grime. This may look like a wheelie bin, but believe you me, it's not. It doubles up as our ice bath.
If all goes according to plan, in a few weeks, Ebbsfleet United, a club with a history dating back to 1890, will be owned by the 25,000 members of My Football Club, a website dating back to April of 2007. Josh Friedman is a lawyer working in Boston. Although he's happy to be interviewed as a My Football Club member, he doesn't necessarily want to advertise how much time he's spent on the My FC message boards. And he's not alone.
There's 4,370 different topics, and then there's been more than 112,000 different individual posts. And this is just since August. I mean, just for me, I have almost 1,400 posts.
Just you?
Just me.
We probably shouldn't tell your employer that.
Yeah, or my friends. And the sad thing is, I'm not even in the top five.
Friedman first read about My Football Club in The Economist in June. He paid his £35 when memberships were made available in August. And like every other owner, he has an equal vote in decisions from player acquisitions to marketing strategies. He was intrigued by the website's slogan, "Own the club, pick the team." But don't expect him to be debating the benefits of the 5-3-2 offense, at least not right away.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Patriots fan. I gotta admit, I wasn't a fan of the New England Revolution. What I did find interesting was this idea that we could vote not just on the starting lineup, which I think is the big selling point to people who are big soccer fans, but also the idea, what are we going to sell in the team shop?
When My Football Club announced their agreement in principle to buy Ebbsfleet, critics went crazy. Choosing a starting lineup based on an internet vote was called the most ridiculous idea in the history of the game. It was considered an insult for 25,000 outsiders to suddenly have more power than fans who had supported the team for generations. One writer went as far as to suggest that My Football Club should be renamed Your Football Club Screwed. Friedman wasn't sure what to expect when he traveled to Stonebridge Road, 25 miles outside of London, for the first Ebbsfleet home game after the announcement.
And as you might be able to hear from my voice, I was hooting and hollering for Ebbsfleet United. I learned what you say when they're doing well, which is up the fleet. And the local people there couldn't have been more welcoming. Had some trepidation, you know, who are all these people on the internet? But when they saw that we were real people and not just a bunch of pimply kids playing on PlayStation, I think they felt a lot better about it.
Hi, welcome to Ebbsfleet United's training ground. We're here for the first bit of footage that we've shot for the website since the announcement of the deal in principle. We're going to have a look at the lads in training and then try and grab a word with Liam Daish.
While my football club is more real than a PlayStation game, there's no doubt that the internet is integral to its success. In a web video, Tim Glenn Jones interviews Ebbsfleet manager Liam Daish, who will become head coach should the sale go through. In a message to his future employers, Daish seems to be fine with his demotion.
Yeah, I'd just like to welcome. I'm glad that they've chosen us. We're a hard-working bunch of individuals here, and we're going to give it the best shot we can, and I'd just like to say thanks for being involved, and I'm looking forward to the future working with you guys and girls, and between us I'm sure we'll get a winning formula and a successful team.
Although the website has only been online for 8 months, former soccer journalist Will Brooks has been knocking around the idea for years. Along the way, most people said he was crazy. His friend, Tim Glenn Jones, was no exception.
I've always thought he was crazy, and I think he still is, but he's always been one of those people who likes to ask why and why not, and sort of challenge the status quo and find alternatives that might be better. But no, I thought it had potential, because you just know when you hear the idea of fans actually getting involved in picking the team that football supporters are going to love that.
My football club takes that idea as far as they can. On the website, members are invited to buy the club t-shirt, which is described as classic owner-manager loungewear, and the polo shirt, ideal for the golf course or when socializing with owners of other football clubs. And unlike Packers fans, who could consider themselves owners, my football club members will be responsible for every decision the team makes.
The great joke is that this will be the only club where the manager can turn around and blame the fans if the team lose. You get all these chants when the manager's rubbish, and this time it will be chants about how rubbish we are, the fans, sack the fans and things like that.
Unlike in American sports, where a minor league team will always be a minor league team, in European soccer, clubs can move up. For the past 6 seasons, Ebbsfleet has played at the top division of non-league football. Each season, the best 2 teams are promoted to the Football League 4th division. Even with 25,000 ready-made fans and the influx of cash they bring, it would be unheard of for Ebbsfleet to climb the ladder to the division where teams like Manchester United and Arsenal play. But that doesn't stop owners like Glenn Jones from dreaming.
Our hope for the team is to go all the way to the Premiership and into the Champions League and win the Champions League. The sky's the limit. There's no end to it. It's going to be a snowball effect. And once it starts gaining success, more people will come on board, more money will come in, we'll buy better players, we'll rise up the leagues. In a sort of time-honoured way, we'll be putting in an injection of, a million, maybe a million plus each season, which is unheard of for a lot of clubs in lower divisions, and will enable them to climb up the tables.
I'm certainly looking forward to the experiment, but like most people, I'm just waiting for it to fail.
Tom Dart writes about soccer for the Times of London. He worries that fans on the internet, spread out over 70 countries, most of whom can't even watch games on television, won't be able to fully grasp the intricacies of a club like Ebbsfleet.
They get relatively little publicity and media coverage. So the vast majority of these members will know absolutely nothing about the club, may not even know that it's, where it is in the country, certainly wouldn't be able to name the top scorer or the goalkeeper or the coach. It's bad enough having 20,000 people who think they can be football managers on the basis of, playing computer game simulations. But for those people then to do this without having adequate knowledge would be even worse.
My football club has a plan to solve that problem, of course. They're hoping to make game footage available on their website, along with video from training and weekly updates and recommendations from the coaches and trainers. But Dart is still skeptical.
I suppose it's possible that if this does go spectacularly well, then given that a lot of football clubs in England are in debt, the boards will look at this and say, this is a way to offer success and get ourselves out of a loss-making business. But if this fails, I don't see any other clubs trying it again anytime soon.
Some people aren't waiting to see if the experiment works. Recently, Biggleswade United, another non-league club, offered 5,000 ownership positions for the bargain basement price of £23.50. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Karen Given's story about my football club, which is, in a manner of speaking, my football club, will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a story about the Cleveland Browns, a better football team than most people thought they would be this season, and I'll be talking with Joe Layden, the author of a book titled The Last Great Fight, the extraordinary tale of two men and how one fight changed their lives forever. We'll be examining the dramatically improved prospects of the Detroit Tigers as well, and I'll be joined by esteemed hockey analyst George Carter for a comment on the most recent marriage of hockey and art, an exhibition that has some fans of hockey and art seeing red because some of the paintings are excessively blue. So join us, and remember you can always listen to the show at onlyagame.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar-sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.